Yes, the Human Rights Commission seems not to be ready to discharge their constitutional mandate of protecting the rights of Ugandans. This mandate is given to them through the constitution, and that's how the commission is established. We have a situation where the Human Rights Commission has been releasing reports over the years, and all the top offenders in their own reports are security agencies, mainly police and the army. And recently, the chairperson of the Uganda Human Rights Commission made a careless statement that there is a group of Ugandans who are blackmailing security agencies that they are human rights abusers. Yet their own reports confirm that security agencies in Uganda consistently abuse rights. The key issue also at hand right now is the illegal detention and kidnap of one of the human rights defenders, Kakwenza Ruchira, who has been missing for 8 days.
Isn't it accurate that they cannot interfere with the judicial process if that is what is going on at the moment?
All of us are working and demanding that Kakwenza be produced in court. So there is no court process to interfere with in the first place. The Constitution gives police 48 hours after arrest of a person to produce them in court of law. We are talking of 8 days, not 48 hours.
Well, but Sarah, some people are suggesting that it is a system problem, and that even if the head is forced to resign, the next person might not be able to do anything because of how the system is set up. How do you address that?
The outgoing chairperson of the commission is on record for having personally looked for all human rights defenders in detention, including the military. He led Bob Wine's family into a military detention center at the time Bob Wine had been kidnapped by SFC. She's not the first chairperson of that commission in Uganda. If she's not up to the job, it is never too late to resign.
Some people are suggesting that the call for the resignation is impractical and will not be effective. What other recourse do activists have?
You see, the situation where we are in Uganda, with the level of deteriorating human rights record, even if she occupies that office, the message is clear to her that she has no confidence of the citizens, and she's there as a puppet of the regime, and she cannot defend our rights.